This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Formerly Raycon.
Formerly Pixar. What's the list of advertisers we've lost?
I can't believe the pick.
Has Jake had anything in a minute?
What time are we at?
20.
So I wouldn't have to.
10 more minutes.
Wait.
No, I thought there. It's on the 10.
It's on the 10.
You're doing 10. Let's do it. But now you do it on the next one. Do it on the next one.
I'll do it on this one.
I'm just saying it's literally been a minute.
You're going to do it between ones.
The name of the game is High Neighbor or Rye Neighbor. Have you guys ever played?
No. We absolutely haven't.
Really?
No. You came up with this game based on your sponsorship or lack thereof.
On your walk over here.
Can I guess what it is?
Yeah.
Bond of the week.
Brian Windhorst.
We Casey? Started.
Maddie What's Matheson.
That's not bad. I think that's Matt.
Wait, does Matt's that mean Marika can't hear
Michaelson?
The...
Marika, can you not hear the sound song? Effects?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, what about this?
It was... yeah, it kind of sounds like I'm hearing it from someone's headphones playing it really loud.
Interesting.
That makes any sense.
That's all right. I think that's going to have to be all right, right? Because I don't want to keep setting shit up. There's too much tech in the studio. And
do you have, you're playing the audio off of your laptop?
Yeah, and you guys are hearing it crystal. It's coming through in stereo for y'all.
Yeah.
What was that, Amir?
It's not getting to Marika.
What'd you say?
It's not getting to Marika.
I know.
Is your laptop, are you on this Zoom call with Marika on the laptop or just the studio computer?
I know what to do. Audio settings, output volume all the way down. Now it's gone. Okay, Marika?
Yes.
There talking. We go. And then you can hear this, just double checking.
I sure can.
All right.
All right.
It's a shame we didn't get that on video.
Worst claps I've ever seen.
Out of rhythm, out of touch, 40 years old. You don't bring the heat anymore like you used to, man.
Aren't you 40 and a half now?
No, that was just a tweet. Yeah, on July 18th, I'll be 40 and a half.
That was just a tweet.
It was only a tweet. It was only a tweet. I'm still fucking bringing it.
He's got it, dude.
Are you kidding me?
40 and a third,
what
and he's
the fuck?
On top
I didn't even
of
hit
shit.
That one. This is so fucked up. It's like Marika's in control of it all of a sudden or something, man. Bond of the week. Let's fucking get this shit over with. I'm going to go with fucking Taylor Edward Johnson or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Who?
Shams Charania.
Okay.
Maddie Matheson.
Okay. Marika, who is it? Come on.
Also the bear related Will Poulter.
Nice. All right. This shit is tired. All right. And so am I. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. We started off with strong. And then all of a sudden there was like, by the way.
Started
audio.
Off strong. It's like we're in the 83rd second of the show. This is still starting off.
Also,
what?
Not to bring back another
yes,
production.
The noise. Marika, you can't see this, but the fucking chair is like making a squeaking sound.
Well, you're banging it against the wall.
Banging it against the wall. Okay, I'm away from the wall.
Look
that's
at that.
Related well, to you're what trying I was to hit say. The wall,
but I'm from not a further distance. To, I'm, you know what I'm saying is that this is supposed to be an audio network, and we can't even get shit under wraps.
This
right?
is a video studio.
What's that?
This is a video studio.
Yes. And speaking of video, we restarted so that I could hear audio, and now it's just Jeff's camera being off in the Zoom. So I can't see Jeff, but in theory I could. He just hasn't turned
Hide
his camera on.
Non-video participants.
You
How's
could,
this,
you
Marika?
Could turn
is
your
this
camera?
What you want?
Yeah, yeah. There it is.
Oh my gosh.
This is so fucked up.
Great outfit.
Thanks. I What's actually really needed say? To fucking Jack? Hear that. It says Jack, yeah. aka the same as what Amir's coming in here with.
Yeah, the tweet joke.
Yeah, the tweet joke.
Crushed
the name's here. Jack. Jack shit.
I like that.
Wow. I want to talk about this. I don't know. Have you guys heard about this?
Do you know who you're doing an impression of when you do that? Are you or
Conan
too,
Gray.
Are you too young? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Conan O'Gray. Sorry, that really derailed it. I know I always say like overlapping
Have you guys heard
dialogue.
About this?
Yeah, sorry.
We're waiting
okay,
to hear.
Yeah. Have you guys heard about this?
Is Jay Leno?
Hmm?
Never mind.
Oh.
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 People with type 2 diabetes.
Have we heard of Ozempic?
No, I wanted to talk about this and the whole order of this shit got fucked up.
Is it, was that a commercial or was that actually what you were trying
Did you
to play?
Add that to the soundboard?
Okay.
I think that's a real Ozempic commercial, but he just took the...
Before Ozempic was what it was today, I found out about this recently. They had to like advertise this shit, right? Now everybody and their mother wants the fucking pill, right? This fucking jab
it's not
stick.
A pill, it's a shot.
Marika! It's been 4 years. I'm sorry. I really am. That was too much. I have an agenda when I come into these things, and I really need to fucking, I feel this need to push through. You know what I mean?
Why are you happy now? You have too many emotions.
A chair squeaking up a storm.
Oh.
People with type 2 diabetes are excited about
People with type 2 diabetes are excited.
I don't know if you guys saw this when it was on the air, but yes, before everyone and their mother wanted fucking the jab stick, Marika, there was a commercial where they licensed the fucking song, what is ever, oh, 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 it's magic, and it was, oh, 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 Ozempic.
We heard the commercial twice now.
Brownlee! We're not even, what, 7 minutes into this shit? I can't get a word in edgewise, Casey.
You don't have to monologue. I thought the show was
have
a dialogue.
Have you guys heard about this? No, it's a monologue, and then
yeah,
we get into
said,
dialogue.
Have you guys heard about this? And you won't even let us reply, right? And instead you're like, I have to sing the commercial.
Ozempic.
Yeah, there he goes. Off key
guys,
for sure.
Off key, but I hopped the fucking thing. I hopped the fucking octave.
You hopped the octave? Yeah.
Ozempic!
Not necessary.
Which octave did you hop?
I don't know what key it is. It's just matching whatever the fucking commercial said.
What movie do you guys think of when you hear that song? Because to me, it harkens back to a movie I watched a lot growing up. Maybe Casey's the only one who's seen this movie, though.
To me, you harken back to the idea that I should probably draft a will, a living will and testament, because seeing you is seeing the picture of unhealth and disorder and dishonesty. And so for me,
what movie,
you,
Amir?
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. They Definitely. Use that song.
It's probably my favorite of the Happy Madison.
Hey. Marika.
Oeuvre.
Yeah.
Marika, who am I? Wait, sorry.
I feel like he's trying to impersonate me.
Yeah, I can't really tell.
Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore.
I just said I haven't seen that movie.
What are you really saying? What's the line? Which part?
Yeah, which part?
Well, you know, that wasn't a line, but it's like it's the fucking thing where he hits a putt and he's like.
He hits a putt?
Someone's at the door. Someone's at the door. FedEx.
Oh, it's FedEx.
We don't have enough people on staff. That's what people
is
don't
it
talk
FedEx?
About.
Yeah, I think Marty's FedEx. Coming together.
Marty's coming together. Right, thank well. God.
No, Sheena McGavin and the fuck. What was that?
What?
What did Marika? What? Sorry, there's too many fucking screens. Nobody can fucking see this. I'm gonna take a video
you
right now.
You look like you're in a cage.
You also like don't need to look at screens.
It's
to
interesting
hear.
To see from this side what I usually look like.
Yeah.
In our new setup.
Do you guys see this chaos? This is like, no one would be fucking at ease when from this angle. There's too many cords. There's too much technology. I'm not a technology guy.
Yeah, I kind of feel that's claustrophobic clear. Over there sometimes.
It's yeah, it's a small
oh,
space.
Oh, Ozempic! No, Shooter McGavin, right? He's always like,
yeah.
He's like, damn you people, this is golf!
He is always like,
yeah. What? Yeah, he's always pissed.
Yeah.
Who does that remind you of?
Shooter, who does Shooter McGavin remind me of?
Reminds me of Shooter McGavin, yeah.
Ozempic! All right, Marika, here we go. 3, 2, 1. We're going to continue the lyric. Ozempic! Keep it going, Marika.
You know, I don't know what to sing next.
You didn't play songs. There's no way she would have known.
There's no, it's not knowing. It's not knowing.
You just
wanted
me to make up.
Oh, like
a song.
Music improv.
Marika, wait, Marika, do you have a middle name?
Elon.
Elon.
You knew that.
I did.
You knew that.
Yeah. Well, you know, you want to plug your letterbox? I don't mean to be upset.
Yeah, it's at Marika Elon. Also, follow me on Blue Sky. If anyone's on
oh,
Blue
you're
Sky.
On Blue Sky.
Hell yeah, I am.
How is it over there?
What's Blue Sky?
It's the new Twitter started by Jack Dorsey. Let's just get a fact check on that before anybody says something incorrect.
I don't need to join another one.
Yeah, is it any good? Like, is it worth being on?
It's kind of cool right now. We're all just chilling, just vibing.
Do you post same thing in both places?
I feel like some people do. I haven't posted a lot on either place, to be honest.
Can I just say, Marika, I love the energy you're bringing. But Amir, can you just... Can we quit it with the cross examination? Because she's trying to have fun, and I don't mean.
I thought you were
going to
say, "Can
honor.
We quit it with the cross legs?"
Well, he's not in shorts, so I think it's fine.
I learned my lesson.
Fully stretched.
Let's get comfortable.
I wouldn't join another Twitter. I think when Twitter's dead, good,
it gives
and
you
then
easy out.
Yeah,
to
and
stop
it's,
using that.
Group chats are where it's at. It's a micro social network that.
Oh,
that's just people you know. Why would I want 100,000 likes on a tweet when I could get 5 ha-has on a gift that I send to my
I agree
friend?
With that. The clout. That's more...
The clout? You think the clout of all the likes is
yeah, I guess
still
you can't
drives
go viral.
Us?
Yeah, like,
chat.
If
well,
a celebrity likes my tweet,
it's a numbers game.
That'll thrill me for years, but if my friend's ha-ha a joke I make, I'll forget that.
If my friend's haha a joke I make, I think I did a good job that day. Like,
you
I did my job.
Yeah.
My friend's haha'd.
Are all your friends funny, or are you, like, the funny one in your group?
I think I have a lot of funny friends. Like, I got a lot of show business friends.
Yeah, they're always on, like, those kind of people.
Yep.
What about in high school? Were you the funny one, or was it, like, a group of class clowns?
I made funny videos for the pep rally, so, like, people knew me for, like, oh, he makes those funny sketches.
Yeah. So you were the funny one.
I guess so.
What about you two? Were you guys the funny one in your friend group in high school?
I didn't have friends in high school.
It's a good answer. Jeffrey?
Yeah, kind of like Casey.
Jeff, you look mad. Is the issue that I was having a conversation?
Sorry,
no.
It was the show
I
was going
mad.
Well
this
for
was
two
my
minutes.
Resting phase. This, sorry, I just it's a self fulfilling prophecy, right? You guys are always like, you never give us fucking room to speak. Here I go. I just give you naturally the floor.
And you were shooting daggers at us.
I was just looking at you. What are you trying to say? That I have beady eyes?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Resting really? Aaron James.
Casey,
continue.
I do like that for you. That's very the Fablemans of you.
Yeah, I really related to that part of the Fablemans when everyone's like, we don't really like this guy, but he makes the movies, and we like looking at ourselves on screen.
Isn't that what they still say about Spielberg? He's fine, but he makes the movies, and I like to be on camera.
Yeah, that's what
Amir.
Seth Rogen said
he's
about
doing the
being
same
in
thing.
Movie.
You guys don't see this shit, the double standards that go around this office? Amir falls silent and starts staring at Marika, staring daggers, as Casey said, and nobody says anything. Nobody says, "Hey, what's wrong, Amir?"
I don't think he's staring at me.
Fuck you guys.
Now you're looking at your phone.
I'm pulling up a news headline that I was... I'm just going to cut this out. Grace, cut this out. Over 122 million under thick haze from Chicago to D.C. as Canadian wildfire smoke spreads across the U.S.
Don't I know it.
Is that happening again?
Yeah.
So there was like that time like 3 weeks ago where the sky was orange and it looked like it was raging, and then it went away, but the fires have just still been there, and the wind hasn't carried it south or something?
That I don't know, but I did get
an air quality alert today.
Sorry, I was trying to hear the answer.
Yeah, sorry, but I actually had a joke that Marika stepped on, and I was going to let it pass, but yeah.
Marika was talking when you started the joke, and she stepped on it?
Over 122 million under thick haze.
So is it bad again in New York? Is it the orange cloud, the smog, is all that
No, it's fine now. My air quality alert currently, or the air quality is saying 36, which is good. So I don't really know.
I've got a follow-up question.
People with type 2 diabetes.
You know.
Over 122 million under thick haze. You need to hear the... It's a monologue joke. You guys hearing about this?
It's not a joke. You've only said the headline. The way it works is you say the headline
gotten
and
the
then you
fucking
make a
finish.
Joke.
Yes, and guess what? Let me play back the tape. You know what? Here's the audio. Everybody shut up for 10 seconds. I'm going to put it in.
Let's hear it.
Over 122 million under thick haze from Chicago
can't hear anything.
Right now. No, I can just in post. In post, I'm going to put in the first time.
So why
that
do we? Why are we stopped talking?
Yeah.
Why don't you just say the joke so we can react to it?
Edit point is. Ozempic.
Can I predict the punchline of the joke?
You may not.
That would be too fun.
Yeah, let's hear it, Casey. What do you think it is?
Thick haze makes me think this is turning into some sort of like, and that's what they call, that's Chet Hayes's new nickname or something like that.
No, it's not.
That's not good or that's not the joke you were
writing?
It's not good or the joke.
I'm just giving a punchline. I'm not writing it out.
What were you going to say?
Over 122 million under thick haze from Chicago to D.C. as Canadian wildfire smoke spreads across U.S. I mean, Hollywood Handbook was just on this show and I didn't think haze was that thick.
I knew it was going to be a Hollywood Handbook haze joke.
I picked a different haze.
So Canada's been on fire.
Holy shit. Let's get into it. Get stoned. Get started. Get started. Get started. Let's get it started and ha! We haven't done one of those in a long time, and I thought it would get the energy up, but clearly we have two old hags on the fucking thing. As in, have a great summer.
These wildfires.
Let's talk about the summer solstice.
An entire month of Canada on fire?
That's the number one news headline from a month ago.
Oh, so
that's
you're...
a really long not, time.
No, he's just reading the news from a month ago.
Yeah. Oh, it's news from a month ago?
No, that was actually today's top story. I agree with you, but yeah. Okay. Did you guys see that... You guys hear about this?
We're still doing the monologue?
This isn't a monologue. It's just interesting shit to talk about.
Oh, my God.
No, did you see that Seacrest is at the helm of Wheel?
Yeah. Sure did.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. This is news to me.
I feel like we didn't talk enough on yesterday's stream. Sorry if anybody missed it, but we did like a fucking game show or whatever. We did the Quiplash and...
I thought you wanted us to talk about Ryan Seacrest and
get to it
by yourself. Vanna White.
What's
staying.
The joke? Oh, she is.
Who?
Vanna White. Ageless. So, she's been there
wait,
for like
so the
years.
News is Seacrest is the host of Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Also, did you guys know that Wheel of Fortune is based off like a medieval torture device or something?
I think you're thinking of Iron Maiden.
That's also a medieval torture. It's both.
You're thinking of the guillotine.
Cat O' Nine Tales.
Are you pulling up notes or are you just scrolling on your phone now?
I don't know. I don't know what you guys want to fucking see from me anymore.
this is the breaking point.
Just let me go through the shit that I get raked over the fucking irons for. All right? If I bring a wax episode, people are like, you didn't prepare anything. If I come with too much of an outline, people are like, we don't have any room to navigate this shit. Mm-hmm. If I just take a back seat and let y'all go, you guys are like, Jeff, you seem pissed. I'm sorry that my silence speaks volumes. Is that what you want to hear?
I have a...
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear.
I thought of an Ozempic song.
Okay, so here we go. Oh, 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 Ozempic!
I forgot I had to say that. I forgot that's where you're ending.
I hope there's at least one fool out there who is watching this shit and being like, wow, I feel sorry for what Jeff actually has to deal with.
They did say that after the live stream, the 24-hour live stream. A lot of people came to your defense.
Did you get that, by the way? Did you get the subpoena?
Which one?
Sorry, I'm suing your ass.
Oh, 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 Ozempic.
That was easy.
Sorry, the sounds are on a delay. Continue, Marika.
Can I what?
He said go back to the Ozempic.
It's hard. This shit is hard.
Have you been like hitting any of the buttons on the switcher or are you just not doing that at all?
I am, but it's fucking like, you know, this is here goes to Casey and I don't know when he's going to stop talking. What the fuck laugh was that? That's not your real laugh.
Are you talking about, are you looking at me?
Yeah.
Where are you looking?
Here.
I feel insane.
Three Miami restaurants made the 50 top pizza USA 2023.
The 50 top pizza 2023.
I read that verbatim. I read that verbatim.
There's a list of the top 50 pizzerias in America, and three of them are in Miami.
So there's a list of digressions that you've steered us off course towards?
I think
towards?
That was absolutely on topic.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say my sentence regardless of what you did.
Right. And that's sort of the crux of why you're not a good host.
This is interesting.
Wordling.
Everybody. Per Closer, my dad bought me a new body for my 18th. Now I'm addicted to surgery.
Sad to hear.
Yeah. No, this is true. Nicole Zavala didn't like how she looked. So she sculpted a whole new body and has now spent over 160 euro on nips, tucks, etc.
That's
would you guys
very
ever get any
little amount of money?
Yeah,
of
it was like
$180.
Sorry, 160,000.
Got it. Yeah.
Even still.
Would you guys ever do any work? Any
Everyone's entitled to do what they want with their own body, yeah. I think.
No, that's an opinion, though. I'm saying for your ass, what would you do if you were going to do anything?
To my ass, specifically?
Two different questions. One, would you ever? And then if so, if yes, what would you do? Let's start with Amir, just because he probably has the most.
I guess.
Well, he got LASIK.
Yeah, LASIK is one.
Yeah. That is elective surgery, but I don't know if it's invasive.
Doesn't matter.
What do you mean it's not invasive?
What do you mean?
They stick a laser
in
your eye.
Put lasers on your eyes?
Well, they create a flap, basically. I don't know if you knew about this. What's that?
Yeah, I
know. Did you get LASIK? Why are you wearing
glasses?
Yeah,
you got LASIK.
These are for UV blocking and blue light blocking glasses. When I have
for all
one,
the screens
two, three,
around,
four,
yeah.
five, six screens in front of me, I don't want that all on my eyes, especially when they're extra sensitive, because guess what? What LASIK is they make a small little incision and they create a flap. They open up your fucking cornea. and then they laser off all the shit that's grown underneath the ocular surface that has made you sort of not see well.
There's a seventh screen right behind you also.
Yeah, but that's not going into or onto my eyes.
But I think it might be reflecting off of the inside of your glasses into your eyes.
All right, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I have to sell something on OfferUp.
What?
I'm trying to sell a bar.
What does that
mean?
A bar
of what?
Of soap. Used.
$2 for a fucking sixer of Dial. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Are you guys familiar with
that? Those were my lyrics.
Marika!
For the Ozempic song was going to be... Now I can't even remember.
We gotta figure this shit out, guys. I can't fucking do this.
Sauce.
Yeah.
That's what
we're
it was.
Going to commercial, I guess.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
With
type 2 diabetes are excited about the potential of once weekly Ozempic.
In a study with Ozempic,
the majority of adults lowered their blood sugar.
That's actually not bad.
Thank you.
That's actually really not bad. Oh
my god.
Did we already do Bond of the Week or
again? Yeah.
We did. Okay.
We've done it twice today. Actually.
What'd you say?
We've done it twice today, actually.
Have you eaten today? You have you have the energy of someone who's caffeinated, but you haven't
He's
had anything
into
to have.
Jim Carrey back there.
Yeah, he brought me closer to
Word
him.
Of the goddamn day! Casey, what'd you just say?
You're turning into Jim Carrey back there.
Carrey! And who's the Carrey of the four of us?
What?
Because I think I'm sort of a Charlotte. Oh.
Bradshaw.
I've never watched an episode of the show, so I don't know what their characteristics are individually.
Marika?
Me neither, but I think
you've never seen Sex and the
Drew
City?
Carey of the four of us, Jeff.
Do you think Drew Carey is a true Carey?
Yeah.
That libertarian ass. And the biggest dumbass award goes to Rochelle.
What?
Why?
What do you mean, why? There has to be a better way to do this, right? Why are we like setting
up? Rochelle has nothing to do with this setup.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So why did you say that she was
you
a dumbass?
You don't know anything.
And she's a dumbass. I'm starting to get a little self-conscious because now I'm starting to look like the ass.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys a question. How much do you know
sound like Jim Carrey
about the old city?
Let me tell you.
Somebody stop the show. I don't know. We have ad packages. This show has to go on. And I'm not saying the show must go on, you know? I'm saying the show exists at least for another half a year until we finish out the ad packages.
If you've got gripes with the producer's desk, you could bring it up with me and Anya and leave Rochelle out of
this. You guys out, though. You guys are my friends. I don't know Rochelle.
I know Rochelle.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you look so sullen?
Because I don't want you making fun of freelancers either.
I am a freelance either. Marika, why don't we give you the floor for a second? It's time for Marika's Druthers, man.
Boy, where to begin?
7 minutes on the clock.
That's so long.
It's not that long if you make it interesting. Here we go.
7 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, and there's a countdown time. Which is
you're
really...
eating into your own time.
Actually, no,
I guess
this
it's
makes
not a countdown. This is counting up.
Fair enough. Casey, do you want to come see Barbie with us?
Yeah, I'll see Barbie.
Cool. Let me get back to you on
Marika,
the
don't
time.
Make me regret this.
We're gonna go to the Grove.
Yeah, you're gonna do Oppenheimer.
Wait, Marika, when
first,
are you in town?
Right?
Sorry. I really didn't mean that this time, but
July
4th?
No.
She's gonna be here when Oppenheimer and Barbie come out.
Yeah.
But what are your dates?
Oh, fuck it. Like the 19th to the Sunday.
Okay.
The 19th to the Sunday.
Yeah. We all know
she
what that
obviously
means.
Has no plans to see you, so you don't have to like ask what days she's
well,
gonna be.
Well, we're going
in
LA. To Comic Con.
Really?
Casey and I are taking
yeah,
our classic road trip down to Comic Con.
Classic road trip. We're bringing Emma Foley with us this time.
Yeah.
I love Emma.
Emma's great.
I just
really
got new
excited.
Tires on my car, so the ride's gonna be a dream.
Are That's you gonna cool. stop anywhere along the way? LA to San Diego?
No, we gotta drive down extremely early because we have to record a podcast the same day we drive down.
Whoa. What time is the
on
podcast?
On a Friday. So it's a weekday. So we gotta like drive down there at like 4 a.m.
Really? It's at 7 a.m. the podcast?
No. The podcast is in the afternoon, but there's Comic-Con traffic going down, and it's also during a weekday, so there's, like, regular
L.A. to San Diego.
Do
like
we actually
to
have
San
to
Diego.
Drive down at 4 a.m.?
Look, that's just a number off the top of my head. I'm in producer mode now, and I want to be able to get there, check into the hotel,
can you check
the equipment
early?
Ready, and head down to where we're recording. Too Scary Didn't Watch at Comic-Con Live.
Actually, so, I don't even know if we can announce that, which is, I mean, we can.
Okay,
cares,
Grace, but cut this out.
I'm sure it'll be fine by Friday.
Wait, what time did we leave last year?
This it doesn't come out this
early.
Friday. This comes out next Friday.
Last year
what
we
have for this Friday.
You mean Grace.
Marika, last year we left.
Don't worry about the release
on
schedule.
A Saturday.
How long have we been doing this show?
Because we were listening to Formula One qualifying on the way down.
Oh, do you guys want to plug the pit wall?
Is this the end of the episode?
No.
Well,
yeah, I got a pit wall question for you, Jeff.
I can't believe you didn't start with this. before we get into that, I don't want to check.
No.
Now I can't see Marika anymore.
No, before we get into this,
Jeff
I
has
just
pulled up
a video
of himself. Got some kind of hat on.
Shit ass. Okay, hang on. I'm just going to do this, and then Marika, you can react to the sound. Here we go.
Well, ready? Tip your camera up and I can look at the screen.
Which camera? Oh, okay, great.
Can you turn off the metronome?
Yeah, I'd love to not hear that anymore.
Come with me.
Oh my god.
And you'll be in a world of pure flagellation. Bend over and you'll feel all the physical sensations. If you want to smack someone's ass, simply grab a switch and do it. Anyone you want to flog them, want to slap their ass, there's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure flagellation. Getting spanked, you'll be free.
He's not
if
wearing any
truly
pants.
If you wish to be spanked.
I have so many questions.
So let's get through them, all right? Marika's Druthers was a failure, let's say, by the way.
You interrupted.
Yeah, it should have been this.
Yes.
I mean, let's just go back and forth, I guess, asking questions. One, why did you do that?
It was for an audition.
That was for an audition?
Yeah.
For what?
It's like a character thing.
What character?
Who was holding the audition?
I'm not allowed to say it.
That was a character?
Yes. Willy Bedonka. That was Willy Bedonka, the Willy Wonka of kink.
Okay.
So you did that for an audition, and you can't tell us what it was for, but you can show it to us?
I didn't show it to you to reference the audition. I showed it to you because I was proud of it.
How many other characters did you do?
That was the only one I could figure out.
Your entire audition was that?
Figure out?
Did you buy an outfit for that, or did you piece together clothes that
cost me like $250, yeah.
Were you wearing any
pants?
You
didn't return anything?
You can't, because I wore it without, yeah.
Yeah, underwear.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have those?
Yep.
Clothings?
Sure.
What did this have to do with you not showing up for two pit wall recordings in a row?
I thought that if I showed you guys that you wouldn't circle back to the
Is that what you were working on?
There's one thing
on
I love
didn't...
to do, it's circle back, so.
Yeah.
Is that
what
you were
working on? Did you record that while we recorded the pit wall?
Absolutely, yeah.
You were also supposed to come in to record a
that
Headbang podcast.
That I didn't
on
know. I deliberately missed the pit wall by accident.
But the Headbang
yeah,
podcast?
I would also like to say that Jeff picked the time that we would record.
That's
said
not
I will,
true. That
he
is
said
not true
I will absolutely be there.
I did say I would absolutely be there, but I didn't choose the time. I would never do that.
You agreed to the time that we
was
set.
Was that also on Monday?
Yeah.
Monday, I was MIA. Monday in action. Yeah. So I was too busy.
But you were supposed to be here. We were supposed to record in studio.
No,
you
we were
didn't
trying
show
to record
up
on
nobody
Zoom.
Could
that was supposed
you
to be on Zoom.
And you were recording this instead, the video, the singing. Pure
instead of the two
don't
podcasts.
I think I know what you're talking about. Are you talking about Willy Bedonka?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. The only
I also
video
do
want to
say
us.
That there is literally a calendar invite that, Jeff, you did accept that says the HeadGum podcast recording in studio.
On Monday.
So.
Oh, yeah. End of Marika's Druthers. So, yeah. Definitely got a little derailed, but that's going to be all right. We're going to ride the horse back with another hit of
ride the horse
that
back?
Good stuff, which is called
Ozempic.
People with type 2 diabetes are excited.
When do you find out about the audition?
It's lost the spark.
I'm never going to get the job.
You're not going to get it.
Did they know that you are auditioning for it?
They probably won't watch the audition.
Yeah.
Because of the strike?
I don't care.
You don't care.
You don't care that they'll watch the audition?
I don't particularly care because what we just did made it all worth it to me.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you did see. What I was going to say before the fucking ad break is that I want to write a thesis about old Babylon or old Cairo, basically like ancient cities and why I should have been a part of them.
You want to write
a thesis
for a
on ancient
you don't
cities
attend.
And why you should have been part of them.
Can't you guys ever just be like, oh, wow, good idea.
I like this idea.
Thank you.
I
when
just
the
wanna...
ideas are good, right, I will say it.
Like, would you go back to school?
No, I want to write it and present it on this show.
Okay, then thesis. Do it.
I'm going to. I'm just trying to, like, hold myself accountable and you guys.
What do we have to do?
Criticize
okay,
it.
In
peer
two
review
months,
the shit.
In 2 months, do another Zona Gale-esque episode, but it's you reading your thesis.
Okay. Not 2 months, Marika. Three. I need three because guess what? It's the fucking summer. All right? I'm not going to spend my whole summer writing a fucking
working on your thesis.
Yeah.
Well, then why are you interested?
I am interested. I just don't want to do it fast.
He wants to do it in the fall semester.
I would like to do it in the fall semester, the fall term.
My school quarters. So I kind of think in like September to December.
Why?
January to March.
Can you, guys, if you're watching this and you're having as hard a time listening as I am being in this room, can you comment like a fucking.
Listening to what? Like my voice?
Do you have a game or something?
Ozempic!
Yeah, we're back.
Plugs, what do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to? Let's start with Casey and then we'll end the show.
Listen to
this shit, man. We need softer chairs.
Listen to the Pit Walls. It's a podcast that me and Marika do, and Pyle is also a pretty good co-host, and Jeff never shows up and always promises that he will.
That's like my mid-year resolution.
When does this episode come out? This week?
This one might get shit canned entirely.
Okay.
a week from Friday.
If you're in New York City, come to HeadGum Happy Hour on Monday, July 17th. It's going to be really fun. Great lineup. So do that. Listen to the Pit Wall. Follow me on Letterboxd and Blue Sky at Marie Galon.
I'll also say Marika and I, like we said earlier, will be at Comic-Con. So if you go to Comic-Con and you see Marika and I and Emma and you come up to us and you are in Jeff cosplay, we'll give you a prize.
Whoa. Just know that they woke up at 3:25 a.m. that morning. So just
after seeing
nicely.
Oppenheimer and Barbie back to back.
Yeah, keep that in mind.
Yeah. Because I'm definitely not getting back to Marty's guest house until like 12 at that rate.
Oh, you guys are leaving the 7:21?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a lot of action on that one day. Every time I hear about something happening, it's that exact
day. Yeah, it's going to be a stacked day.
There's a lot going on.
Follow me on like Instagram and TikTok.
Okay.
I'm at OKBloomer. What else? Oh, Twitter. I'm still there at Blumenfeld. And
not Blue Sky though.
Not on Blue Sky. Didn't
Bummer.
Quite get the invite to that. And yeah, listen to the HeadGum podcast on Pocket Cast or Overcast or wherever you listen, Spotify.
Watch on YouTube.
Watch this on YouTube. Jeff?
I don't know.
What's up? What's wrong? Why is...
I'm like hitting a wall with this shit.
Like, he gets so upset when other people are talking for a while. And
no, it's not that you were talking. It's that like the flow isn't good. It's not fast. It's not overlapping dialogue.
You think that's good when people talk over each other?
It's good for audio.
That
means
explains
I have to edit
a lot
it
about you.
I like the tone we've taken. It's kind of drawing things to a close. It's
feels chill.
Kind of
like
people
it's
to sleep.
Kind of like catching up with each other.
Yeah, it feels kind of congenial. Yeah.
I think at some point, Jeff, you should try to make yourself cry on this podcast.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can cry.
Can you
right
cry
now?
On command?
I don't think so.
Let's see if you can cry. Just
right
go to a really dark place right before.
Yeah, should we all see if we can cry?
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Your eyes are too dry?
Yep.
Chronic condition?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. How are you going to be cast in a major motion picture if you can't cry on command?
I don't want to do drama. I don't want to do comedy.
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do? Action?
I want to get a bunch of money.
Right.
So it's not even about the acting.
I like making people laugh.
And the fucking episode.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.